KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have dense fog, and it's currently 59 degrees. We look for areas of dense fog to burn off this morning. Skies to gradually become mostly sunny. We'll have a high around 86. National Weather Service says that in their special weather statement issued at 7:45, patchy dense fog continues and will continue over portions of central, southern, and southwest Iowa. Conditions will begin to improve over the next hour, though, as temperatures warm across the region. But in the meantime, be aware that visibility will be down to 1/4 mile at times or less through at least about 8:30. Use caution while driving. In the news, Cam High School Principal Dominic Gingrich said Wednesday that the DeKalb Community School District is planning to return to school August 24th, with students attending 5 days a week in their designated school buildings. Mitigation protocol for cleaning and sanitizing, along with schedule adjustments to allow for those procedures, will be put into place. Students and staff will have the option to wear face masks. They will not be required, though. Rick says the week of August 10th, the CAM School District will send out and post information regarding district procedures and protocols to return to school. Parent-only meetings will be held on Thursday, August 20th in Messina and in Anita at 7 p.m. to discuss further the start of school on August 24th. The meeting will be videotaped for those who cannot attend. CAM administration, working with the district leadership team, have been consulting with the Iowa Department of Education, Green Hills AEA, Iowa Department of Public Health, the Cass County Health System's guidance in developing a plan to start the school year face-to-face with students. Gingrich says the CAM school district will be prepared to move to a 100% required online delivery of education should it be deemed necessary by any one of those entities. Gingrich says district staff will have additional training on mitigation protocols, systems, procedures, and student accountability. The CAM district also will be prepared to work with Cass County Health System on suspected or confirmed cases of COVID-19, the processes for contact tracing, and if necessary, school closure. Social distancing will be promoted where possible, he said, understanding guidance from the IDE that 6 feet may not be possible in most classrooms. In common spaces, though, protocol will be in place to ensure 6 feet social distancing and, when possible, in classrooms. Details for registration of school will be released soon, and this year will be registering 100% online. Resources and instructions will accompany the release to be sent to all prospective students in the CAM school district by email and regular mail, and this will be in place of in-person registration. Back to school night and freshman orientation, traditionally held in the elementary school buildings, will not take place this year, according to Gingrich. Orientation for sixth graders at the CAM Middle School will be held 6 p.m. Thursday, August 20th at the middle school before the parent meeting. Author Joanna Cole, whose Magic School Bus books transported millions of young people on extraordinary and educational adventures, has died at the age of 75. Scholastic says Cole, a resident of Sioux City, Iowa, died Sunday, with the ever-maddening but inspired Ms. Frizzle leading her students on journeys that explored everything from the solar system to underwater. Magic School Bus books have sold tens of millions of copies and were the basis for a popular animated series and a Netflix series. Ms. Frizzle was in part based on teacher Cole had growing up. Plans for a live-action movie with Elizabeth Banks as Ms. Frizzle were recently announced. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 32-year-old Corey Johnston of Creston was arrested Wednesday morning for driving while barred. Johnston was later released from the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 2:20 p.m., 51-year-old Misty Brown of Clearfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Brown was later released on a $300 bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health data out this morning shows a jump in the number of COVID-19-related deaths and positive cases. The IDPH dashboard says of 777 people have died from the virus. That's 18 more than what was reported at mid-morning Wednesday. More than 600 people, 607 to be exact, have tested positive, for a total as of last check of 36,643. On the bright side, the number of persons recovering from the COVID-19 was up 250 this morning to 27,352. Hospitalizations, though, are also up to 195 from 190 on Wednesday. There are 65 people in an ICU compared to 62 yesterday. 30 were admitted to a hospital compared to 20 yesterday, and 34 people were on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4 data covering southwest and western Iowa show some slight changes. 9 individuals are currently hospitalized. 5 are in an ICU. There were 2 new admissions to area hospitals, and 2 people were on a ventilator. Statewide, 391,637 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. 353,773 have tested negative. Long-term care facility outbreak numbers, currently number 15. There are 365 patients and or staff at those facilities who have tested positive for COVID-19. 82 have recovered, and 412 persons have died at a long-term care facility in Iowa. County by county, COVID-19 cases include these are just some changes from yesterday that I'll mention. Adair County has 15 new cases, or actually 18 cases in all, one new positive case and two more recovered for a total of 15 recovered. Audubon County has one new positive case for a total of 18. Guthrie County has three new cases for a total of 85 and one more person recovered for a total of 62. In Montgomery County, there have been two new cases reported for a total of 17. Pottawatomie County has 27 new cases of COVID-19 positive test results for a total of 869, and 681 have recovered. That's three more than yesterday. Shelby County is up three more positive cases to 124, and there are two more recovered at 114. The number of Iowans hospitalized for treatment of COVID-19 has been on a steady uptick this month. And as I mentioned a moment ago, 195 Iowans are hospitalized, and that's five more than yesterday, up more than 22% since July the 1st. And Governor Reynolds says the majority of the total positive cases this month are concentrated in 10 of Iowa's counties and among younger adults.
We know where the highest positive cases are occurring and why, and we're carefully considering whether additional targeted mitigation efforts are necessary to slow the spread in some areas.
The average age of those testing positive for the virus was 63 in March when the first cases were confirmed in Iowa. This week, the average age has dropped to 39. Reynolds has made it clear that she may reimpose some restrictions on bars as a result of the increase in confirmed infections among young Iowans.
You will not see me shut down the entire state. We know where the increases are taking place. We have some idea of what we believe it may be tied to, and so we will target our response based on the information that the Department of Public Health and the epidemiologist team is collecting.
More than 391,000 Iowans have taken a COVID test this year. Over 36,640 have tested positive, and nearly 9,200 of them have currently an active infection. A woman who's been the Iowa Department of Public Health's lead spokesperson for more than a decade has been forced out of the post. Polly Carver Kim said she believes she's the casualty of pressure the department's been under in the midst of the pandemic, and as a former journalist, she felt her role was to be an advocate for openness and timely responses.
I felt that maybe that was part of the reason why I was let go, because, we kind of closed up a little bit.
Carver Kim says her dismissal was not a surprise.
I have sensed that something was coming for several months now, because I was just consistently relieved of duties. And it started back in March, not long after we had our first case of COVID-19. And at that time, then I was told that I wouldn't be handling media inquiries anymore.
Carver Kim says her other job duties that related to COVID-19 were gradually reduced. And about a month ago, she was removed from her role as the officer in the agency who fulfilled public records requests from the media. She says the department's director, who is leaving his job July 31st, called her Wednesday and gave her the choice to resign or be terminated.
I asked why, and he said they were doing a restructuring, and that was all he offered.
Amy McCoy, a lobbyist for the agency who was assigned to work with the media during the pandemic, says the department can't comment on personnel matters, but has gone above and beyond to share up-to-date and comprehensive information about COVID-19. She said the agency values the role media plays in getting information to the public and intends to continue a strong partnership. Carver Kim says the past few months have been a trying period for the agency.
All the people who work at IDPH have the best interests of the health of Iowans in mind. This is a situation that, it's no surprise to anyone that it's become a political football too. And so all of the media is vetted by the governor's office. I'm not saying that the governor's office changes our message, because I believe the governor's office has the best interest of Iowans in mind too. It just makes it difficult to work independently.
Polly Carver Kim is married to Radio Iowa sports director Todd Kim. She was a longtime reporter and morning talk show host at a Des Moines radio station before she was hired to work in the public health department in 2007. And the National Weather Service in Des Moines says hot and humid conditions will return tomorrow into Saturday. The hottest day is forecast to be on Saturday. The high temperatures will rise into the middle 90s, and heat indices will be 101 to 109 degrees anticipated by the afternoon hours. Around western Iowa on Saturday, the heat index in Council Bluffs is expected to reach 107 degrees, 106 in Carroll, 105 in Creston, and 103 in Atlantic. Sioux City looks to hit 108 for a heat index on Saturday. Ames will be around 109, and Des Moines around 106. Still sticky on Sunday, but temperatures will range around 90 degrees for highs, and there will be storm chances late in the evening and early morning, according to the Weather Service. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.